This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com. This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
When anything like this occurs, you're going to start hearing it, and we're already starting to hear it. The word conspiracy.
Oh, yes.
And I'm not jumping on the bandwagon of this, but we're already starting to see that. Let's talk a little bit about that in a 10,000-foot overview when it comes to, you know, major events like this that seem to change history in some way, shape, or form. Why do we go down the road of conspiracy? Is it because sometimes that turns out to be right or lack of information, or we don't know what's right? I mean, there's still many conspiracies of things from, you know, JFK, you know, there's, you know, still it's one person believes this, one person believes that. Where do we go in a society with conspiracy on a topic like this? Because I look at some and it's not hard to go, well, I mean, that could kind of make some sense over here, mm-hmm. depending on what that specific conspiracy is. But we're very quick to jump to that, it seems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People love conspiracies because it gives them a reason for things. And I think it's another thing about our brain. We don't like ambiguity. We don't like understanding things. It feels scary. And so when you can come up with a theory, even a weird theory, but this is what's going on. This is what happened. I understand it now. I've got this special knowledge. I can make sense of it. People get a sense of satisfaction out of that. I think that's at least one element.
Satisfaction, and I'm going to also say control too, because yes. when you feel powerless and you don't know what's going on,
yes.
Is it an escape from that's the thing with conspiracy theories. Sometimes it's an escapism to a certain extent, if it's not real, but sometimes the conspiracy, the idea of the conspiracy being carried out to the level of to which a conspiracy would need to be carried out is far scarier than the actual act of took place in many situations.
Mm-hmm. And I think the other element of that is people enjoy on some perverse level. I mean, why do people still believe that Bigfoot exists and that they're in danger of Bigfoot when they go out on a camping trip? I mean, people sort of like being scared sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, there's a sense of pleasure in that. Look at this terrible thing that's going on and we're all in danger from it. And whether it's aliens coming to, you know, all the great stories about alien conspiracies and all of that, there are still people very invested in that. And conspiracies, yes, it gives people a sense of control. It gives them a sense of excitement. And then sometimes the sense of a little self-esteem boost of, I know the truth and everybody else doesn't, but I've got it. And so I'm special.
Do we just need hobbies? Do we need something else to focus on instead of focusing on, you know, all of these weird tribes that we've all gotten to be part of?
Oh,
to go
oh.
join a biking group? Do we need
What
do we need to do?
Oh, hell yes. Take jiu-jitsu. Take jiu-jitsu. Take belly dance. Get out in your garden.
I've been doing the belly dancing a lot.
I am doing the jiu-jitsu.
I'm going to perform for everyone right now.
Oh, I think we all
Do it. Tony, I'll go get some dollar bills.
I'm doing belly dancing, but I want to move to jiu-jitsu with Stacy. I think that would be very good therapy.
Hey,
but
let me tell you, you can meet some hot guys there too.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I think I talk a lot with people about having a balanced life, and a balanced life incorporates physical activity. It incorporates taking care of your health, getting your medical problems resolved, taking care of your teeth, you know, all these self-care things. And that takes a lot of time. The older we get, you know, just staying alive and healthy takes time. And people neglect that. They go downhill. Their thyroid level, we've been talking about thyroid this week, their thyroid levels can get off and they don't feel their best. And then social activities, we need to be with people who make us laugh.
Yeah.
We need to find joy. And if we're not, we need to have love in our lives. If it's the love of our pets, you know, volunteering is so good for people. Not that we all, if we're working full time, we don't have a lot of time to volunteer, but something where you're doing something altruistic out in the world. And when you've got all these different activities that are healthy, that are positive, that are supporting your life, you feel better, you do better, you're thinking clearly. And then if you want to make a difference in the world and the political system in some way, you're in a much better headspace for doing it in a healthy, collaborative, problem-solving way and getting out of that amygdala rage reaction.
I think there's a lot of, I wouldn't say almost like a feeling of hopelessness. A lot of people share in things like this and events when this, things like this happen. And I would say for me, I mean, I do kind of feel that in some ways, because I think at the end of the day, the folks that maybe we used to look to de-escalate this stuff or be the grown-up in the room and try and collectively, you know, bring us together, it doesn't exist anymore. I mean, the first thing we saw on so many things yesterday was more hate. Was and it's like, where did the grown-ups in the room go? Why are we the people who used to be there? I'm talking about political figures and such that, yeah, you know, no matter what side you're on of this, and I'll tell you what, I saw far more people that would have, you know, theoretically, you know, or agreed with Charlie Kirk's beliefs that were jumping on and saying really horrible shit again, mm-hmm, yesterday, more than you would, you know, the opposite direction, mm-hmm, which, but everybody was screaming, the other side is saying this when this side is saying this. And it's like, can we just stop? Can we just stop saying horrible shit to each other? And can we de-escalate? And that's where the hopelessness comes in, because it's this, you look to for some sort of light and it's just clash. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's gone, that safety net, that grown up in the room. Nobody's the grown up in the room anymore. Mm-hmm. We're all just sitting here ready to scream at each other. And when that's the answer and the calming voices of reason seem to no longer exist in the places of power where they should, mm-hmm, it's a real scary place. And it does, mm-hmm, feel kind of hopeless when things like this happen.
It's really hard for people. People are all struggling with that. I struggle with that. You know, at what point do I go to acceptance and seeing that in my lifetime, I maybe never will see the country that I envision, that I want? And that's a sad thing. So I think there's a lot of grief going on for people, a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety. And when I go to medical appointments now, and, you know, it's a dentist recently who wanted to know what I do for a living. I said, oh, I'm a therapist. And as he had his hands in my mouth, he was venting about politics and asking me questions. Why is this happening? What do we do? And I'm like,
No, it's a great time for conversation, isn't it?
I know. I'm like, I really want to answer your questions, but you got your hands in my mouth right now working on that crown. Yeah. And so it's leaking out everywhere, the hopelessness, the frustration, the anger. And I think if when we get to vote again, if we have another election, that's what we all really need to look for in politicians, who can turn the heat down and who can embrace everybody in the country and see that we are one people, that we've got social problems in this nation, and the role of the government is to help problem solve. You know, mm-hmm. Let's focus on healthcare in a productive way, not in a battle, not in an us versus them, but realistically, folks, can we come together and think like adults and serve the country, serve the people that we work for? And that includes all the people, not just our team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's the reality. That I wish we could come to in a situation like this.
Siobhan, is that your cat?
You hear her, okay. Yes.
Okay, go. Yes. I just want to make sure because I keep looking over going, that doesn't sound like my boy, but gosh, maybe it could be. Okay.
Yeah, she's trying to get in the door.
Obviously, someone who's going to go out and do something like this, their problem solving skills aren't the greatest. No. I would say that problem solving skills, again, our way of thinking in absolutes, our problem solving skills, they're not good. What is the answer, Siobhan? How do we have everybody get better problem solving skills so we don't have all of this going on? Is it, and maybe it's more trying to identify what our problems are.
Yeah.
And identifying what are our real immediate problems directly in front of us that we can control and that we can, you know, be a part of. I mean, it kind of goes back to like the serenity prayer to a certain extent, of, you know, just, you know, having the knowledge to be in control, what we can control. Is it we're trying to control too much in our brains, and we're getting too much things being shot at us every which way, shape, and form? Pardon the pun, I didn't mean to say that, the word shot, but is it there's just too much coming at us in too many directions, that we're overwhelmed, and that's why so many folks don't have good problem solving skills.
Yeah, I think doing exactly what we're trying to do today, which is encouraging people to pause, take a breath, think, look at the media they're consuming, analyze, how is this really affecting my mood? Is this helping anything? Or am I just becoming part of the problem, part of that us-them battle? And I think that I try to work on teaching people about their brain, using their thinking brain. You know, I feel like I'm playing preschool a lot of the time, preschool teacher, with just trying to explain things to people. And when I see people really agitated, you know, writing in some fashion, if it's on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, it's like, you know, let's try to get out of that us, them. We're mm-hmm. all Americans. We're all in this together, and we're not enemies. We don't have to look at it that way. And so that's one of my goals. One of the reasons I do social media, yes, I like to keep people laughing with strange humor and memes, because I think laughter helps de-escalate that mm-hmm. anger. So there really is a strategy behind that. But also just trying to educate people that when you are living in a rage state, you're addicted to rage, and this is hurting you, and it's not helping the country in any way. So just trying to keep put that message out there.
Yeah. There was a press conference this morning. We're going to go to that here in just a second. Siobhan, thank you so much for coming out and being another voice of reason while we're having another crisis in our country. You know, that doesn't need to have happened here on another 9/11 24th anniversary. Thank you again so much. Of course, her book, if you want to read it, The Minds of Mass Killers, very fascinating read. Check that out wherever you get books. Siobhan, thank you very much. Let's go and take a look. This press conference took place a little bit earlier today with the FBI giving us the latest on the investigation into the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Let's take a look.
Good morning. I'm Bo Mason, Commissioner for the Utah Department of Public Safety. I'd be remiss if we didn't start off today and recognize the significance of the day. Historically, on 9/11, law enforcement has come together as a group to recognize and honor those that sacrificed to preserve the ideals of this country, the freedoms of this country. And instead, we find ourselves today hunting a murderer who chose to violate our rights, the rights of an individual within this country. Just to recap yesterday's events, at around 12:20 p.m., political influencer Charlie Kirk was at Utah Valley University participating in a student-sponsored event with Turning Point USA. Charlie was shot at that event. He was transported to a local hospital where he later passed. Last night, his body was moved to the state office of the medical examiner. We will continue to facilitate movements to get him home today and with his family. Yesterday, during the investigative process, we located a couple of persons of interest. We interviewed those individuals, and after releasing them and after clearing them of being suspects, they face scrutiny. They face threats. We ask the public to be patient with the investigative process. These individuals were not suspects. They were people of interest. We ask that you do not impose into those people and that investigative process. They don't deserve that harassment for being subject to that. I'd like to thank all the investigators that are involved in this. They have worked around the clock. All day yesterday and through the night last night, investigators from the State Bureau of Investigations, from county, from city agencies, the university, our federal partners with the FBI, the ATF, and many others. Those are just a few of the people that we have involved in this. I'd like to thank all of them for their strong work. Through all that work last night, we were able to make a few breakthroughs. We were able to track the movements of the shooter. Starting at 11:52 a.m., the subject arrived on campus, shortly away from campus. We had tracked his movements onto the campus, through the stairwell, up to the roof, across the roof to a shooting location. After the shooting, we were able to track his movements as he moved to the other side of the building, jumped off of the building, and fled off of the campus and into a neighborhood. Our investigators have worked through those neighborhoods, contacting anybody they can with doorbell cameras, witnesses, and have thoroughly worked through those communities, trying to identify any leads. We do have good video footage of this individual. We are not going to release that at this time. We're working through some technologies and some ways to identify this individual. If we are unsuccessful, we will reach out to you as the media and we will push that publicly to help us identify them. But we are confident in our abilities right now and we would like to move forward in a manner that keeps everyone safe and moves this process appropriately. Last night, I communicated with Erica. The family's devastated. As Commissioner of Public Safety, as a father, as a husband, I can only imagine what that family's going through. The heinous event that happened yesterday is not in Utah. This is not what we're known for. Over the past several weeks, we've seen the state come together to help families in mourning, come together as a community to show what Utah is known for a state of character, of service, of camaraderie, of a neighboring feel. We will not stand for what happened yesterday. We are exhausting every lead. We have every officer invested in this, every investigator, every local agency. The outpouring of support from the law enforcement community has been astounding. We are investing everything we have into this, and we will catch this individual. Having walked through the crime scene, through the hallways of this school, through the classrooms, I can't imagine what the people on scene felt as well. A horrific event where some of them barricaded in classrooms, some of them ran in fear. can't overstate the tragedy and the horrific event that yesterday was, and how we will work to bring to justice the actions of one individual or any other individuals that assisted in that. Our state has gone through a lot, and we will come out successful. With that, I'll turn the time over to Special Agent Bowles.
Good morning. My name is Robert Bowles, and I am the Special Agent in charge of the Salt Lake Field Office. Following yesterday's tragic shooting of Charlie Kirk, FBI agents have been working around the clock in coordination with our law enforcement partners. We are and will continue to work nonstop until we find the person that has committed this heinous crime and find out why they did it. This morning, I can tell you that we have recovered what we believe is the weapon that was used in yesterday's shooting. It is a high-powered bolt-action rifle. That rifle was recovered in a wooded area where the shooter had fled. So the FBI laboratory will be analyzing this weapon. Investigators have also collected footwear impression, a palm print, and forearm imprints for analysis. Now, I understand there are a lot of questions about motive. I assure you that all leads, tips, and tips are being fully investigated. As of this morning, we have received more than 130 tips. We thank the community for that. The FBI has brought every resource to bear, and we will continue to do so throughout the course of this investigation. The FBI's mission is to protect the American people. It's to uphold the Constitution of the United States. Any attack on the First Amendment is an attack on the very foundation of our democracy. That is why we will relentlessly pursue this case and the shooter until we find him. We also continue to grieve with the family and the community. It's our community. If you have any video or images from the shooting, we ask you to please submit them to our digital media tip website at www.fbi.gov/Utah Valley Shooting. You can also call the FBI at 1-800-CALL-FBI. We truly rely on the public's help in these types of cases, and no tip is too small or insignificant. Thank you.
Commissioner James Matthews from Star News. Can I ask about the shooter? Just for information about him or her, you said in conflict, if it's taking example, that exactly what they are. Can you talk to us about their movements, their demeanor? Do you think it's a man? And also, can I ask, what were the security arrangements in place? Was that group being monitored? It's a question many people will have.
Absolutely. So what I'll release about the suspect is suspect blended in well with the college institution. We're not releasing any details right now, and then we will soon. But right now we're not. But that individual appears to be of college age. We are confident in our abilities to track that individual. If we're unsuccessful in identifying them immediately, we will reach out to the public's help and the media's help in pushing those photos. That was a new development overnight, working through the night studying those cameras. So that's something that's new and that we're working through right now. As far as the security, I cannot speak to that. Neither the Department of Public Safety nor the Federal Bureau of Investigation was involved in the planning or security of this event, and that'll have to be a question later for other agencies.
The gun in a wooded area. Do you believe that the suspect could be hiding in the woods? And is that suspect possibly still in this area?
So that's a good question. And it's a question that goes to the safety of the community, right? No, not those woods. We've walked through those woods and secured it. As to the community, I can tell you that this was a targeted event. We don't believe the community is at risk. However, we are exhausting every resource to find him. And we will do so.
Thank you.
Special Agent Bill, now have you looked at the BBC? From the images you have, can you see clearly the suspect's face? You say he's college aged. You believe he was from this university. And how far do you think he may have gone in this time span?
So I can't comment specifically on his face or any details such as that, as it's continuing to be part of the investigation. And again, we'll release that shortly. However, we're doing everything we can to find him, and we're not sure how far he has gone yet. But we will.
But you have a clear image of his face?
We have images of the suspect.
So, can you trace the bike's owner?
Now that you've been able to recover, do you believe you know this person is the person that you're looking for at this point?
Again, as part of the investigation, we're not releasing any details such as that.
Right? Any fingerprints or DNA?
We are exhausting all of our resources to be able to collect those, but that's, again, part of the investigation.
Have you been able to trace back the owner of the gun?
Excuse me?
You said you found the weapon. Have you been able to trace back the owner of that weapon or purchased it?
We are working on that, but again, part of the investigation that I can't.
Agent Paulus, there's been a lot of turnover at the FBI. Do you think that's impacting the investigation at all?
Not at all. We've got complete and total support from everyone from director on down, and it's been an incredible supportive environment so far.
Our tweets number one yesterday, peaceful day, where we announced that the suspect has to be.
All I can say is that we're working the investigation the best we have with the environment we're given.
Those are all the questions for right now.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.